Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Aboriginal entrepreneur harnesses traditional knowledge to start business. We're talking about David Doyle. David Doyle, carver, artist and bush medicine producer. We have David online. David, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you this morning, brother?
I'm well. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Were you from, David?
Sure. So I live out in Broken Hill, far west New South Wales. My mob's Barkindji, and I'm about 100 kilometres from my homelands.
Beautiful. Big shout out to your mob and your country there. Thank you very much. So a business entrepreneur, here you are. I've always said, David, that we as black people, we're wealthy being black. We're just going to get proactive, get our skin in the game, and that's what you've done in regarding carver and being an artist and a bush medicine man. So tell us about your journey and how long you've been in business and the vision, brother.
Yeah, look, I got interested in the plants and how they work. During COVID, you know, we had plenty of time to be doing some research and study. And I work as an Aboriginal health practitioner down here, and I have for over 20 years, so health's always been something that's pretty important to me. I started getting my own eczema and thought, you know, I need something to treat it because the stuff from the doctor was working, but as soon as I stopped using the creamer, it'd come back. But then I started looking at some of our local ones and trying them, and they do a lot better for my skin anyway, and you know, now I can go 2 or 3 months without having any of the eczema, so it's been a benefit for me, but also learning about how to use those medicines is flowing out into the community as well.
So how long have you been in business then, bro?
Since about 2020, so what's that, just on 5 years now.
Yep.
And I initially started off just making small amounts of stuff to give to my family and to the elders, and, you know, just to see how they worked for people. So that, you know, the community become the guinea pigs, but they also gave me good, honest feedback.
Sure, fantastic. And, you know, a mob, they'll give you that feedback. Don't worry about that, eh, bro?
Oh, that's for sure. No punches pulled.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about the produce and products that are on the table, so to speak, regarding your business.
Yeah, sure. Look, I am currently only doing stuff with 3 different plants. One of them is our native lemongrass, which is a strong anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
The next one's the emu bush, particularly the Arimuffula longifolia, which is our preferred one up this way to use. And that one's more like an antibiotic for broken skin and, you know, little sores and stuff like that. And the other one's Gumby, which is an antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. So, you know, it's good for all the skin conditions and on the outside. And it's one I use for eczema. So I mix them into either soap or into lotions that you can put on, and depending on what you've got is how you use it.
Fantastic, brother. And where are you selling them? Retail, through a store or through markets, or how do you get the word out?
Yeah, look, mostly through, I do have an online store at the moment, but I just got to put the products in there because I've had to make a new batch and I've grown out.
Sure.
So it's under my woodcarver's name, which is davesgotwood.com.au. And, you know, in there's an online store, but I also do social media, which is Dave's Aboriginal Apothecary, and you can find me on Facebook there.
All right, fantastic. Now, we're talking bush medicine. Tell us about the carver and the artwork that goes with that, brother.
I started doing that as a bit of my own therapy, you know, trying to, when you have sort of that serious stuff that happens at work and you just want to come home and zone out. So I'd started just carving little bits of wood, and then, you know, found out that I really enjoyed it and being able to sit out there and actually create something. It was the first time, so I'm into about my 6th year of doing that. And now I'll carve anything, you know. I do emu eggs and turtle shells, and I've been doing a bit of bronze casting and some work in glass as well. So, you know, I've been keeping pretty busy with it all, and it's always good to learn new skills, you know.
Yes, well, we're students for life, are we not, David?
Oh, that's for sure, brother. You know, you got to keep learning. It gets too boring otherwise.
Exactly, my brother, exactly. So is this a full-time gig for you, David?
No, look, I work for the Royal Flying Doctors three days a week. I've also got a small tool business that goes up and around the lakes called Wantanoa. And then I do the art and the medicine on the other days. So, you know, I try and get 4 days in and try and get a rest in there as well at some point. So I'm full-time, but I've got quite a few gigs.
Well, as they say, empires are built after hours, so you've got a full-time job and then building your empire after hours. That's what it's all about, being productive with your time. You're enjoying the journey. I'm picking that up, my brother. And is that the vision, to become a full-time businessman?
Yeah, look, I'd ideally like to do that, trying to show, you know, our communities out this way that we don't need to sit back and wait for people to do stuff or work for people, you know. Get out there, put your finger in and get into it and give it a go. And that was the whole idea of starting this. You know, I've been into a couple of the schools and taught the school kids how to make soap and creams, and soon I'll be going to the jails to do the same thing out here. So, you know, it's a great way to be able to show a cultural connection even in these modern days.
Yeah, for sure, my brother. Well, you are enjoying the journey, loving your work. So once again, give yourself a plug. What's the web page? How do people look at your work and purchase your products?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's dave'sgotwood.com.au. That's my artist page, and in there there's a little online store, and you can purchase it through there, or you can just jump on Facebook and search me up at Dave's Aboriginal Apothecary.
Fantastic. My brother, entrepreneur, fantastic too, Deadly. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, Dave.
Cheers, my brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. David Doyle, his name is, carver, artist and bush medicine producer. So do check out his work and, like I said, Aboriginal entrepreneur harnessing traditional knowledge to start his business and enjoying it, and still over and above the full-time job working with Royal Flying Doctor Service, which is a deadly gig as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're yarning up strong here on your National Talk program, 1 hour program, and live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Ndinja country. BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
National Talkback.
Yes, very good morning. Thank you very much for joining us here at National Talk Black. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabi Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Up and coming election, federal election that is, and we're catching up with different candidates, especially for the seat of Leichhardt up here in far north Queensland. And we're going to catch over yarn with Jeremy Neal, and he's the LNP candidate. And a very good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So let the people know who Jeremy Neal is, brother.
Well, I've been living up here for a while. I've been a paramedic through Cairns and the Tablelands and up through the Cape for over 15 years. Mm. And I live down in Cairns with my beautiful wife, Liana, and got three young boys that go to school here. And we're just really, really keen far northerners.
Far out. Beautiful. There it is. Three boys. So two more. You got a basketball team, brother. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. We've got a few more to go.
Fantastic. Big shout out to your beautiful wife, Liana. Hope things are well there. So here we are coming up to election Leichhardt, LNP. Let's talk about, I'm picking up yarns at them, people out there talking about LNP, leaning more towards the Donald Trump style.
No.
Talk to me on that.
No, we're not going down that route, because we've got some pretty serious tariffs have been placed on Australia lately. So, you know, if we export beef, aluminium, and the likes at the moment into America, they're charging a sort of extra for those. So we're very, very concerned, because we've been really good trading partners. We've done our part as a country globally for many, many years, and we need to be respected in that way.
Sure. And when we talk about Leichhardt, we're talking about a big footprint. We're talking about whole of Cape York, Torres Strait Island as well. So we're talking about a lot of First Nation people in that electorate, but also farmers and miners as well. So we're talking about different industries and different people. So tell us your vision regarding helping all. I'm talking about a tall-pronged spear here.
Yeah, we've got a big problem at the moment. The cost of living's gone crazy. It's through the roof at the moment. Every time you go to Woolies, it's $50 for a bag. You know, when you go in the rural communities as well, and you go to your local Ibis or whatever you're shopping at, it's just crazy expensive.
It is.
Fuel's cracking $2 a litre down here in Cairns, and, you know, up on the islands, you're pushing $3 a litre.
Well, we're talking freight.
Yeah, freight, you know, and stuff like that. So we need to get these prices down. So it comes down to having good, stable businesses that aren't sort of worried about where they're going to get their money from, because they've got to pay their staff and stuff. We've got to have good housing. We have to have good infrastructure to make sure we get, you know, let's say it's not just the roads that get stuff to Weipa, it's also the barge sites and stuff all through the islands.
Yes.
Some of them are, you know, it's just the marine environment. They wear out quicker than anything else. So
they do.
We've got to put a bit of effort in there. And I've been to see C. Swift and said, what do you need from me if I win? You know, how are we going to fix these barges, or not the barges, but the landing sites that they have through these islands? And because the issue they're getting is they'll get stuck on a bad tide, and then that just delays them out. The cost then gets passed on to the people who buy the food on the islands and the goods on the islands. So we've really got to work together with locals on the ground. Canberra and Brisbane obviously had to pull their weight, and C Swift as well.
Sure.
And that goes on for the roads too. We've under Warren Ench, he's got all but about 150 kilometres of the PDR bitumen.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, it's been a really, really good job that he's done there. And I want to pick up that ball and run with it a bit. And we've got a few crossings up there. You've got Little Crossing and the Mole Creek as well, that they go under every time.
They do.
A sprinkle, you know, and simple things. I know we're not going to completely floodproof it. There's some pretty torrential rain through far north Queensland that we all know about. But it's about making it more resilient. So instead of shutting it for 3 months a year, maybe we can only shut it for a month. Who knows? Like, we just need to work with the engineers, find the money, and get that sorted.
Yeah, very, very important. And it comes to a standstill, like you said, when the floods are on and what have you. You did mention C Swift. They're the carrier, a private company that does all the freight up that way. Would the government set up another barge, so to speak, that runs not in opposition but supports, so it can bring the cost down? Would that be an opportunity?
No, we're not really in the business of going against private industry. We want to help the private industry, if that makes sense. So, you know, what assets do we have?
Or would one company be a monopoly and they can have their own prices to whatever they want?
Yeah, I had a chat to C Swift, and, you know, there's there are some agreements that we might be able to enter into about, you know, the influence that they play on the community and making sure there's some sort of service agreement to keep prices at certain levels, and that would involve some sort of support from the government. But that's very early days at the moment from those conversations. These things take a good while to get across the line.
Sure.
We're very cautious, obviously, when the government starts competing with private business. What's the next private business? It might be your private business that people call for the government to come in again. So we've got to work with these businesses to make sure that they can provide the good services.
Yep, sure. A team effort. Fantastic. I noticed we were at the luncheon just the other day with you and your counterpart there, and regarding Matt Smith as Labor candidate for the seat of Leichhardt, and the conversations that went on there, percentages came up regarding education, for example, down 9% in the Cape York, and here we are in 21st century, taking the mountain to the people. We can still operate, get a degree online, if not in university, but that space probably needs to be picked up a bit in regarding education opportunities.
Yeah, and it's not just universities that we could be working on. There's plenty of trades out there. So you look at the jobs through Cairns and up the Cape. We've got 4,000 people working in the ship industry down here that are maintaining navy boats and fleet vessels. You go up the Cape, there's people, engineers that are doing roads and putting things in and maintaining all the facilities, let's say, in the Strait. We've proposed a $12,000 rebate to businesses, small and medium businesses that put on apprentices and trainees.
Yes.
To really help grow workforces, which is really, really important. There's no point doing some sort of course if you're not going to have a job at the end of it.
So, exactly.
Training on that job's just, it's going to be phenomenal. And rewarding the businesses that are standing by Australians and putting on apprentices and training that next generation is really big to us. And it means that you might be able to upskill, you might be working at a local cafe and you want to do a chef course, for example, and they'll be eligible to get $12,000. You'll get more income, so you'll be able to supply for your family better. It is tough at the moment with the cost of living. So we're pretty excited about that. And businesses are just screaming for it. They're ready to go. Exactly. They want to put people on.
Exactly. And then you create the working opportunity for young ones coming through, apprentices, and that then itself can create stronger industries.
Absolutely. As such,
we're talking about building houses. Houses is a problem, so you need to build houses up there. Instead of flying up contractors from down here, use the contractors up there already or who are getting their apprenticeship, but already step away from that and step into making their own business.
Yeah, so absolutely. Like I was at Thursday Island not that long ago, and we had to have a little breakfast box because they couldn't get a chef to come up there. But there's so many people up there, and should be some great chefs, and we just need to get locals in there. And once we could sort all that workforce issues out, that opens up tourism, and it opens up all the yachts that come through and the cruise ships, and it opens up industry to invest in the area. And I'm pretty optimistic for the far north.
Sure.
And we need to really push that education and workforce.
So you mentioned the bitumen. You're going to continue with that. And the goal is to have bitumen all the way through to Cape York?
I'd love to see it all the way to Weipa. They're on stage two of the PDR right at the moment. They've still got about 18 months to run with the works they're doing.
Yep.
Stage three, they've already got a rough price, but we need a really definite price on that one. I don't want to just see bitumen slapped down and the bridge is not done, because bitumen really only helps caravanners and people getting up there. It doesn't actually help the trucks that need to get through that water. Look at the West Coast, Napranum, Weipa, Marpoon. They're 3-4 months of the year, everything has to come via boat. If we could reduce that down with some good wet weather access through bridges, that means that your cost of goods are going to be a lot cheaper. Your cost of living will go down. We were talking to Woolies up there. They've cold storage and distribution sort of centres they're working on to try and make sure they can hold as much stock. But 3 months is a lot of stock to hold.
Of course it is.
Down to 1 month, you could probably squeeze that all in and just really, really reduce that sea freight, because it is expensive.
It is. That's right. Reverse back to freight and the cost of running freight. In regards to communities, communications going on with the mayors and what have you at the different Aboriginal communities, remote communities, conversations are there, and in regarding what is wanted and what is needed, are you having those conversations?
Yeah, we have. We've been to quite a lot of the Aboriginal and island councils around. We had a chat with Elsie up there at Thursday and Ronnie over at Marpoon, and it's been really good to talk to all these guys. And I've been to Hope Vale and Napranum and Pomperow. It's been really, really good to talk to all these people. There's a lot of work, and I don't think you'll ever be finished the work in communities. It's
forever going, eh?
Forever going, and housing's a really big thing at the moment. So we're working with councils to help them provide some housing. So We've got a plan, $5 billion to roll out to councils that need help with trunk infrastructure. It's like your sewer lines, your power lines, your water, and you'd be familiar being in council. So
that's right, exactly.
We're working with these guys saying, hey, what's ready to go? You know, we don't want to give you money and you hold on to it for 2-3 years. We want you to hit the ground running.
Mm, be active with it.
Yeah, so, you know, when there's a small town, let's just say Hopevale, is sewage plant's getting a bit old, we might be able to help them, you know, expand it, refresh it, and then that might mean that we could build more houses up there. So we're really, really keen to work with these mayors and councillors. Mm. I mean, you vote for them in your local community, and they're the ones that need to come forward and say, right, we need X,
sure,
Y, Z.
Sure, thank you. Yep, yep, that's right. Talk for the people and put the all the stuff on the table to make it happen. Now, we're talking about also 21st century. Here we are, global climate. Global climate is real. The sinking of islands, and we're talking about seawalls in the Torres Straits. What's your vision there?
Well, Warren Entsch did a fair bit of work around those seawalls there. There was, you know, the sands move when the tides push around and stuff, and making sure we could block them and keep these islands nice and safe. So there's been a lot of work done, but the seawalls don't last forever.
Sure.
So we've always got to keep
Mother Nature,
you know, keep working on them. So, you know, I've been up to Mobiag the other day. It's a beautiful place in the world, and they have their erosion issues and stuff like that. So I'll be working with anyone that needs help there. Yeah, I'm not going to leave the islands.
Sure.
Not high. It would be the opposite of high and dry, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. opposite of high and dry. So you're enjoying that journey. I know you ran into the local election here in Cairns. Now you're going to step up to the bigger platform in regarding federal government. Warren Entsch, thank you. Hats off to the brother after about 30-odd years.
Yeah, you've been in 26 out of the last 30. So,
yeah, there you go. Exactly. So he's stepping down. So hopefully you just dovetail right in there, right?
Oh, we're not just going to dovetail. There's a lot of work. You know, I've been in AMBO for 15 years, but that's not a very out there in your face job. So there's a lot of people I need to meet, and you know, just introduce myself, and so they can know who I am, because I want them to feel comfortable when they vote for me. You know, this guy's pretty genuine. You know, I've met his family, or you know, he just fits in the community. I think the big thing for me is, you know, I'm struggling just like everyone else. You know, we're Nurse Ambo family. The food's getting crazy. The bills building up. The fuel in the car. We love getting out camping on the weekends. And, you know, if you go anywhere west of, Mareeba, the fuel goes through the roof.
So, exactly.
You know, my attitude
You're
is like,
feeling
let's
the
get
pinch a, as well.
Yeah, we're feeling the pinch as well. So let's be a true Cairns local and take Cairns' message down to Canberra. That's sort of what I'm chasing for, and saying when they're voting on things down there, please think about Far North Queensland and how we are up here.
There it is. So that's Jeremy Neal, the candidate for Leichhardt for LNP, and throwing his hat in the ring. And look, we'll be catching up probably more times than before the 3rd of May, brother Jeremy. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. Enjoy the journey.
Thanks, mate. We'll Make
sure everyone votes. That's so very, very important. And also, you're open for conversations, are you not?
Always. Give me a ring, Facebook me, whatever you want, whatever you fancy, I'll get back to you.
Jeremy Neal, that's his name, people. You take care, brother. We'll talk soon, eh?
Lovely.
All right. A beautiful yarn there with Jeremy Neal, candidate for LNP for the seat of Leichhardt. And, throw his hat in the political arena. And big shout-out to Warren Entsch, who's stepping down after 26-odd years running for that seat. And, looking at handing the baton over to Jeremy Neal. And it's all about the vote. So vote is what the man said. And you can have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Well, I feel like, oh, like a river. You only reap what you sow. I hope it's good and what you give her in return for what you grow. Oh, I'm going down. Jumping in the water, watch my sins away, out into a story from long ago. I'm jumping in the water, watch my soul, the rivers must flow. People moving, just like a river. See you.
now.
Oh, I'm going down.
Down the river today. Life is life, or like a river. You only reap how what you sow. I hope it's good how what you give her. In return for what you grow. I'm going down the river today. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my sins away. I listen to a story from long ago. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my soul in the river's flow. Jumping in the water, wash my soul in that river's flow.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Discovery 4 computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
I swear, a story from that night. And never mind me. Zavala na mabia nemi. And put the story on repeat. Again and again and again. Again and again. When the club is shut, me to make a way go outside. From a big girl, stop the baby way. But the nanga pa uza, he's not for me. I be in the blind bonfire. Samala na ba kame tuko wakaya.
I go take you on a first blind date. I go take you on a first blind date. I go take you on a first blind date. I go take you on a first blind date.
I wanna be the light again in the red.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. All right, now QUT students are headed to Far North Queensland. I'm marking an exciting milestone in the ongoing Hopevale QUT collaboration and a new chapter for the recently established Regional University Study Hub in Cooktown. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Lydia Pearson, acclaimed Australian design and QUT School of Design lecturer. Also, Professor Rowena Barrett, QUT Pro Vice Chancellor, Entrepreneurship and Regional Innovation. And we also have a student, Marco Dambrofio. Got them all on the line. Good morning, all. How are you?
Well, thank you. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Talking about taking the mountain to the people. This is a fantastic fit in regarding a space for Indigenous artists and talking about a platform for vision for future for young and up-and-coming artists, especially in remote areas, but also a business entity, entrepreneurship, all the above. I'm talking about a 12-pronged spear here. This sounds so very deadly. So enlighten us, please.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
Yes.
And so I teach finally a fashion student, and for the last 7 years, we've been doing a collaboration with the Hopevale Arts and Culture Centre where they print their beautiful textiles and our students respond after a competition to see who would be the most likely. And the lucky winners get to take some of the Hopewell fabric and create something very exciting for the Cairns Art Fair or for the Darwin Art Fair each year.
Fantastic.
So really raising the visibility of the textiles from the Art Centre.
So an opportunity, and their artwork, if they win, they can then showcase their work at, you mentioned CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, as well as Art Fair in Darwin as well. There's the foundation for the future and the opportunity of looking up and vision for what can be is what I'm picking up, yes?
So true, yes. I'm going to hand over to Professor Barrett to talk about the entrepreneurship side of it.
Yes.
I'll just say that this is the first time the students have been able to come to Hopewell. We got funding, thanks to Professor Barrett.
Thank you.
And we have engaged so luckily and beautifully with the young Indigenous students and also with the artists from the Arts Centre. And our biggest hope is that some of the young students will now see that there's a future in art or in fashion design with the art from the Arts Centre.
Thank you. Professor Rowena, enlighten us, please.
Yes, so we're up here right at this very moment. We're sitting in the Country University Centre in Cooktown, which we've been using as our base for the days that we've been here in Cooktown and Hopewell. And we've been talking about fashion, design, study, careers, the future with young people here in Cooktown and also in Hopewell. So Lydia and Akaro, who are the two QUT fashion stars, bought up some half mannequins. We've played some art games with young people here in Cooktown and in Hopewell.
Yes.
And then last night we had the most amazing runway show in the Pioneer Hall out at Hopewell. There are about 100 people in the audience.
Fantastic.
20 young people wearing the fashion, not only from this year, but from previous years when we collaborated with the Hopewell Arts and Cultural Centre. And it was just the most extraordinary night.
Cool.
It was just so much fun. And for the young people, it, as Lydia has said, it's a bit about showing what you can do with the art.
Exactly.
And then thinking about how that art can transfer and be used in all fabric, in fashion, in furnishing as well, and then what you can do in terms of building a career, which might be an entrepreneurial career, about using those things to create value for themselves or for the community.
Exactly.
So it's been the most amazing trip.
Good, fantastic. So do we do this often? I mean, thank you very much, Professor Rowena Barrett, bringing money to the table. Money's a tool. It's not an expense. This is a good investment for the future.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And this, I would say, template across the country. You know, we've got so talented people out there, especially when we're talking about culture, we're talking about art. I was saying that we are wealthy just being Indigenous. We're just going to get proactive and get our skin in the game, so to speak. And you're creating this opportunity, Professor. So I'd like to hear from Marco as a student, his input as well, please.
I'm just so proud and honoured be able to go on this trip. This has just been such a wonderful opportunity to not only put on this amazing show last night, but also to get involved and to collaborate with these artists and get their stories behind these art prints. And it was just such a phenomenal experience. And it was great to see last night such inclusion. For example, on the runway, we had one person who was over 80 on the runway, and we had a young girl who was under just over 5. And it was just such great to see everyone get involved and to hear their stories. It's just been such a phenomenal experience.
I got goosebumps on my goosebumps when we're talking about an 80-year-old to a 5-year-old, you know what I mean? That is fantastic. And resilient people we are as First Nation people, but the culture is alive 60,000 years. And continuing on for another 60,000 years, this is like a part of the foundation of the future, you could say.
Absolutely. It's just so good to hear stories and collaborate and get inside context of not only each artist, but the, like, just what goes on at Hope Vale as well. It's such a phenomenal place where a lot of great happens. So, yeah,
yes.
It's been amazing.
We've had artists put, showcase their work from Hope Vale at Kansas Digital Art Fair. So they would be at the table too, wouldn't they, regarding hand and baton over or paving the way. You can't be what you can't see for young Indigenous kids, I would think, yes?
Yeah. It has been one of the aims for the last, ever since I've been involved, to get a young group of people to engage more with the Arts Centre, because the Arts Centre is typically somewhere where older people have been.
Yes.
And it's just fantastic to see the young kids hanging out at the Arts Centre. There's a youth centre there now as well. There's a young people shed so that they don't have to sit with the old ladies.
Yep, and, sure.
And so we're really hoping that we've activated that space a bit by playing the art games, by trying on all the clothes there. So everyone who modelled last night was just a Hope Vale resident. So a student, a grandmother, a great-granddaughter, anyone who wanted to model.
Exactly.
We always make our clothes really, really size-inclusive and very adaptable for exactly that reason, so that lots and lots of people can wear them.
Well, you're talking about art. You're talking about, but I'm thinking the other opportunity there, models, as you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
And if you look at Alda there, auntie there, you know, on the catwalk, you go, sister, you know, perform, doors open up.
And brother.
And brother, thank you.
There were quite a few very gorgeous young men also on the runway wearing the T-shirts that they print for the Hope Vale Art Centre and the fantastic hats that they make.
Yeah,
the
beautiful.
Pictures of the boys are at least as compelling as the ones of the girls.
Sure.
So that was really exciting, because when we first suggested that we might have some boys involved, everybody just said no.
No.
But
front and centre.
They won't. But they did.
Well, they say, kick it to me. Give me the stage. Give me the platform.
Right.
This is fantastic. So with this then, have we got a foundation there for continuation? Have we got interest there? Are you talking to young and up-and-coming artists or potential artists to continue this space and to make it stronger for the future? Are those conversations happening?
I think those conversations are probably happening in houses and in the Art Centre as we speak.
Good.
That's not for us to do, I don't think.
We've set
the mood, we've shown the opportunity. Yep. Now it's really for the people in Hope Vale to decide and work out how to carry it forward. But if we can support anybody, if anybody wants to come to QUT to study fashion design, then that is something that we would just love. And actually quite a few of the models from last night are at school in Brisbane.
Yes.
And so they've already been snaffled after they walked on the catwalk to walk in the graduate runway for our fashion design students at QUT at the end of this year.
Exactly. On the catwalk and then being tackled coming off stage, get their name and their numbers.
we have been talking to the young people here about studying at QUT.
Beautiful.
And certainly for Indigenous Australians,
there
is so much support to come and study at QUT in terms of scholarship and accommodation and social support. And even, you know, it doesn't matter if they're Indigenous or not, there are other scholarships that young people can access to study at QUT. There are many pathways into the university.
Lovely.
And in some cases, of course, with the Country University Centre here in Cooktown, people can do some study online, they could be on campus, but while they are home in the community, they can use the CUC in Cooktown to also find support while they study.
Look, fantastic. And when we talk about QUT, can you quickly just elaborate on the support system that's in place in regarding First Nation people travelling from community, which is a big ask anyway, and in regard to their studies, their accommodation and all the above, please?
Yep. So we have We have a number of elements at QUT. Young Indigenous student who, or any Indigenous student who joins us at QUT will be supported through the Ujuru unit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's social support, there is cultural support at the Ujuru unit, there is learning support that happens there. In terms of scholarships, anyone who will be travelling from community to live in Brisbane, we will support them for the first year. Lovely. That they are at QUT in yep. accommodation, and we will work with those students to help them on their savings, to find some jobs.
Good. Life skills.
And get engaged in the Brisbane community. There are other scholarships as well that can support.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
At QUT.
So how do people enrol? How do they converse with QUT?
Well, they can email us or call us through HiQ.
Mm-hmm.
There are study guides that we've left up here at the CUC. There'll be an open day on the campus in Brisbane in July.
Okay.
But if there are schools and students who want to visit us, then we can, while they're at school up here on the Cape, then we can provide a little bit of support for them to come and visit us as well and
Lovely.
Participate in some high school activities on campus, just so that they can get to know what it's like
yes.
at the university.
Fantastic. We'll talk about Break a Leg. Congratulations, guys. Fantastic. A great platform in more ways than one, as I said, 12-pronged spear. Too deadly, we would say. But thank you very much, Professor Rowena Barrett, for your input. And Lydia Pearson, thank you. Marco, a student, too deadly, brother, leading the way. And thank you for sharing this fantastic story.
Thank you, Trevor. We have had such an incredible time. And we do look forward to continuing this
yes.
engagement and returning here to Hope Vale and Cooktown.
Lovely. Thank you. All the best, guys. You take care and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you,
Trevor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Little yarn there, and that's Lydia Pearson, acclaimed Australian design and QUT School of Design lecturer, as well as Professor Rowena Barrett, will mention that she also gave funding for this fantastic opportunity, and she's the QUT Pro Vice Chancellor, Entrepreneurship and Regional Innovation, and student Marco Dembrofio, who travelled up to Hopewell as well and enjoyed the stage work as well and watching the artists and the models perform at their deadly level. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, National Talk Black.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
National Talk Black.